This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. This Sunday, Wilmington's Pedestrian Art Program holds a celebration and reception at Expo 216 on Front Street. This project, featuring public outdoor art, is sponsored by the Arts Council of Wilmington, the City of Wilmington, plus local galleries, organizations, and businesses. I spoke with Arts Council Director Rhonda Bellamy and Pedestrian Art Committee member Amy Grant. Here's Rhonda.
Gina, as you mentioned, the sculptures are scattered throughout the city. And we've, in fact, added a few new locations in this particular cycle. And so the best way to take the public on a tour is by trolley. And so we will be boarding trolleys three times on Sunday to allow people who are interested in the pedestrian art program to converse with the artist and also to see these pieces.
Will the artists be going on the tours?
Yes.
Public art, it's not easy to do that. It's one thing to get someone to make art and put it in your building on display. It's a complete other thing to be able to get land. Most artists don't make art that you could just put outside and leave it there for an extended period of time. So there's that. And it's expensive to do that kind of art. So how has this come together?
I would have to say that it is really due to the tremendous support that we've had from our business community. When the Arts Council was reestablished 5 years ago, that was the first thing that people asked about, was whether we were going to reinstitute the very popular pedestrian art public sculpture program that was started under Matt Dulles and Creative Wilmington several years before that. And so we have had a community that's just ripe for this type of thing. They are excited about being able to help establish the region as an arts destination by showing people as soon as they come to town that, you know, you've got pops of art all over the place.
Amy Grant is on the Pedestrian Art Committee.
When the committee was trying to select the sculptures, one Wilmington artist, Nathan Ryan Veraway, had some photos, and it was really three angles of the same sculpture. But a lot of us didn't realize that, and we thought they were three different sculptures. And so his sculpture called Raw Love will be at Jingo's Playhouse. And I think that's one that is magic, that you'll see it at different angles and it looks completely different.
The hand right there at 2nd and Market Street, you know, is very compelling. And if you walk around, you'll see that the back of the hand is not the same. The back of the hand is actually the bone structure. And as I was talking to Paris Alexander, who is the sculptor from Raleigh who created this piece, he apparently was in the medical field at one time and studied anatomy. And so the hand is representative of what the inside of our hands look like.
I walk past that every day, so I love hearing people talking about the meaning of the hand. And no two people ever have the same idea.
And that is the magic of art, whether it's 2D or 3D art. The fact that you can walk past something time and time again and get a different vibe, come away with a different understanding of both the process and the meaning or the interpretation. It's just the beauty of art.
It is. That was Rhonda Bellamy, director of the Arts Council of Wilmington, and Amy Grant, director of Art in Bloom Gallery and Pedestrian Art Committee member. The reception and trolley rides to see the art are this Sunday, beginning at 1 o'clock at Expo 216. Find details at WHQR.org.